If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number three, hour three of our radio program, the PGA Championship. That's right, golf, the rare and appropriate golf monologue. But it's not so much about who's playing this weekend, it's who's not. Was Phil Mickelson banned from defending his title at the PGA Championship? Should the PGA Championship have encouraged Lefty to play, and what are the chances that Phil Mickelson never plays professional golf again? We'll talk about that. Also, a mini Maller monologue on Nick Saban, unglued, the Alabama coach, throwing down shade all over the place. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. That and more right now in hour number three. Here it is. Not playing. Not going to happen. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show as we are in the air everywhere, keeping the pot boiling. Boil, 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 boil. Yeah, we're keeping the pot boiling here as we go coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and unrealistically powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the room, as in the jury room, we deliberate the sporting news of the day, the FSR studios at a secret location somewhere in the Northwoods. Got a busy hour, a lot to get to, and we'll have bonus monologue coverage later, and we'll also have Maller to the third degree, but we begin this hour, our lead comes from the links. That's right. The rare and appropriate Maller monologue on golf. There are four times a year we are allowed to talk about golf in a monologue. And those four times, outside of a scandal, are the four majors. And this weekend, in case you have not been paying attention, is a major weekend. The 2022 PGA Championship will be played at Southern Hills in Oklahoma. And the favorites, if you're curious, are John Rahm and Scottie Scheffler at 11-1. Tiger Woods, people betting on Tiger, throwing their money away. Tiger's a 50-1 long shot. Jordan Spieth is 16-1, and if he were to win the PGA Championship, he would become the sixth golfer to win the career Grand Slam. Big names like Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus, Ben Hogan, and others on that list. Now, despite all that, that's not the story that rose to a Maller monologue. Didn't get my attention. You know what did get my attention? Maybe not. It's all about a guy who's not playing. Not invited. The reigning champion, Phil Mickelson, will not be defending his title in the 2022 PGA Championship as it gets going this weekend. That's where the story is. Go where the story takes you. Now, Lefty, who didn't show up at the Masters back in April, is still hiding out in a bunker, in the basement of a bunker, far, far away. Now, this has led to a lot of chatter about what's really going on. And you know, and I know, that the public story is often not the real story, that you're getting a version of what's going on, but you're not getting all of the facts. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. So let's get into it. The question, true or false, Phil Mickelson is actually banned from playing professional golf in the PGA at this moment. So I am going true. True is what I'm going with. I've got Rubicon, P.T. Barnum, and Leisure Activity. And we'll put all these together. We're going to lock them together like Legos. All right, so first of all, I spent a brief amount of time kind of getting ready for the tournament. I do watch these majors, and I was like, all right, I haven't watched golf in a little while. Let me see what's going on here. And so I looked at it, and then I started falling down a rabbit hole. And I was like, I know the Phil Mickelson story. I haven't really touched it much. I've seen it, but I haven't really talked about it much. And boy, you'd think if he was going to come back, this would be the tournament to come back to because he won it last year. And the circumstantial evidence that I uncovered all points to Phil Mickelson being shadow banned. We believe it is more probable than not that he was at the very least strongly encouraged to sit this one out. Now, why would that be? It is punishment. Punishment for Phil Mickelson giving a raw talk. Now, if you've been under a rock or maybe you're not a golf person, Phil Mickelson has not spoke or appeared in public since he apologized back in the day, back in February. So here we are in mid-May, back in February, Mickelson had to issue an apology, a mea culpa, following comments about the golf tournament that's taking place, the golf invitational series, rather, in Saudi Arabia. It's being funded by the Saudi Arabian government. They're paying the bills there, and a lot of money flying around. And Lefty did not bite his tongue, if you missed the quotes. What he did was he jumped in the turbo plane and crossed the Rubicon, and that is why we believe he has been shadow banned. Now, the comments that he made were in advance of a biography, and Mickelson was asked how he would, you know, consider doing business with scary MFers who have a horrible record in terms of human rights and all that stuff. And his response was that it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, to change how the PGA operates. And Mickelson had insisted that the PGA media rights should be redistributed, that more money. He used the word equitable. But it should bounce around to tour members more that they need to give more money to the players. So that was seen as an act of war, ripping the PGA Tour and downplaying human rights concerns of the Saudi regime. Now, we don't believe that Phil Mickelson is the type of guy who would just decide, I need to lay low for a while. I got to go and hide. What I know of Mickelson, he's an alpha. He's not an omega. And alphas don't run and hide unless they're forced to. So he's a guy that walks around like he's invincible. Remember, he got involved in that insider trading story a couple years back with the professional gambler, Billy Walters, I believe was the guy's name, and he ended up going to jail. Now he's out of jail. He got pardoned, but Mickelson was able to dodge that. He thinks he can dodge just about anything. So I think there's some funny business going on. Now, secondly, the PGA bigwigs, they've been very transparent. They indicated in the lead-up to this weekend's tournament that they were not excited to have Phil Mickelson participate. This was before it was determined Mickelson would not be part of it. There was a quote from the PGA of America CEO. It was very damning. On some podcast, he said, what we're trying to do is to deliver a major championship, not a circus, close quote. So I counter that by asking the question, should the PGA championship have actually encouraged Lefty to play? Despite all the noise. And the answer is 100% on that. The biggest knock on pro golf, boring, humdrum. You're in the sports entertainment business. And as much as you might not like it, and other people in the back of the room might not like it, controversy sells. It's good. Phil Mickelson would have added a dragon breath pepper to this event. The golf as an industry would have been better off embracing the circus. And there's a great quote from P.T. Barnum back in the day. He said, no one ever made a difference by being like everyone else. And the problem with the PGA Tour is I'm twisting the quote a little bit, but the problem with the PGA Tour is they want everyone to be robots. The greatest showman of his day, P.T. Barnum, he made a bunch of dough. He lost a bunch of money too and then made more money from the circus. And Phil Mickelson would have created a lot of extra juice. And that does go down like a slide to social media. Now, I believe social media is mostly fake and it's not the real world. It's the Matrix. But the publicity would have eventually led to more eyeballs on the boob tube. All right, final thought. So there are some doomsday prophecies out there saying that we're never going to see Lefty again. What are the chances, as far as golf is concerned, what are the chances that Phil Mickelson never plays professional golf again? So I will answer the question by saying the odds, I've got the odds here in my head at plus 3,000, which implies a 3% chance. It's not zero, but it's 3%. And Phil Mickelson will act as a gopher. And at some point in the near future, he's going to pop out of his burrow. And why is that? The reason why that is Phil Mickelson has a very expensive leisure activity. It starts with a G. That's right. Gambling. And Mickelson is a notorious gambler. He's notorious for not betting nickels and dimes. He's going big. He's going big, and he's also not winning very often. And that's typically the case. The more you bet, the less you win. You gotta pick your spots, and for many people, it's very hard to do that, and that becomes problematic. Now, Mickelson lost $40 million over 4 years. Story came out not that long ago in the first part of the last decade. Now, some will say that's chump change, and it is true that Mickelson is worth $300 million. However, you got a lot of money, and if you have a ton of money, but you don't have more money coming in consistently, and you have more money going outbound to pay your bookie, eventually the tables turn on you, and it goes from a riches to rags story. Now, Mickelson has some investments, and I'm sure he's done okay in some of that, but everyone's 401k is taking it in the shorts right now. The price of gas is up. The price of everything's going. And Phil Mickelson, he's in his early 50s. He's 51 years old. And I'm telling you right now, he will be back playing pro golf before the end of the year and likely before the end of the summer. He will be back. Mark it down right now. It is going to happen. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show, and I said the third degree is going to happen. Here we go. Strike up the band.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And the Koopaloop.
Well, Ben.
Coop is now stalling. He's tap dancing, trying to find out what he's going to say next. That's what's going on right now.
Our own Brady Quinn.
Would you like me to tap dance, Coop? I'm a very good tap dance artist.
You are, but you. No, unnecessary. Okay. Our own Brady Quinn made headlines this week when, during another radio appearance, he said that the Jets will win no more than 5 games this year and their season will be over before their bye week.
Yeah,
Ben, if we set an over-under at 5.5 wins, what are you taking?
Okay, so you know in Vegas how they say always bet on black? In the NFL, always bet the under when it comes to the Jets. And you're going to be a happy camper more times than not. The Jets, what did they win? 4 games, I believe, last season. They haven't exactly been stocking up the roster. They've had a few generic additions, nothing spectacular. And on the surface, this looks like a snowball from hell for the Jets. Like, the 3 easiest games on their schedule are week 12, 15, and 16. And there's also an easy one in week 17. So the four winnable games are all late in the year when they play teams like the Bears, Lions, Jags, and the Seahawks. By then, the injuries are going to pile up, and Zach Wilson is going to have to saunter along showing some kind of pulse here. I can totally see a scenario where the Jets are 0-11. This NFL season, so I don't think they're going to win 5 games. Come on. All right, next!
Stephen A. Smith got into it with J.J. Redick when...
That's former FSR morning host Stephen A. Smith.
That's correct. Yeah. And former Clipper J.J. Redick. When Redick said that he would pick Luka Doncic over Steph Curry to take the last shot with the game on the line. Ben, is Redick crazy?
You know what J.J. Redick is? He's a 36-minute ball player, and I'll never forgive him. And I never bring this up on TV. J.J. Redick almost never missed the first 3 quarters of NBA games. The 4th quarter, he couldn't make a shot to save his life. Anyway, but on this one, listen. Number one, Steph Curry, I don't think he's outrageous on this take. Steph Curry in the final seconds, I don't think he's ever had a game-winning buzzer-beater shot in his NBA career. I might be wrong on that. I don't remember him ever having one. Luka Doncic, he did beat my Clippers in a playoff game with a circus shot in the final seconds. And like the thing about Curry, which is I don't think of Steph Curry as an all-time great playoff player. I think of him more as a great regular season player than a playoff player. Even though the Warriors have had their championship runs and all that, he's been along for the ride. It hasn't been because he's been lighting it up in the playoffs. So I don't disagree with the take. All right, next!
The NBA is thinking of making one big rule change next year, and that is altering the take foul rule to give the offensive team a free throw and possession. Are you on board with the change, Ben?
Yeah, it's absurd that it's taking this long. This has been an eyesore for the NBA for years. It neuters some of the most exciting plays in basketball. The fast break, the alley-oop dunk, right? All of that, and you eliminate that. From an entertainment standpoint, if you discouraged players and coaches from this foul, it's a win-win. Anytime you change anything, though, I promise you, that there will be players and coaches who are going to have to adjust, and they'll complain, and some guys won't be able to adjust. This seems like a pretty easy thing to adjust to. When the guy's breaking away, just don't foul him. All right, that's it. All right, anyway, there it is, Maller to the third degree. How did we do?
Ben, you pass this edition.
There it is. That is a winner. Put it on the board. All right, so I promised this earlier. We're going to have a mini rant here on some wild comments from Nick Saban. Wild and crazy comments from Nick Saban. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Be selected number one. Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It takes the entire village to raise up the Maller Militia. We need support from comrades like you to get the most out of the Ben Maller Show. Have your voice be heard by the night-loving masses. It takes hardly any time to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most funny sound bites of the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
Congratulations, Dick.
Yeah, thanks, Ben.
And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
All right, a mini rant coming up on Nick Saban. We have some audio, good audio. I had a program director years ago. He said, Ben, you know, all we have is audio. So when you get good audio, play it, play it, play it, play it. We're going to play it coming up in a bit. We began the hour ranting about Phil Mickelson, the shadow ban, not going to be playing this weekend. Not going to do it. Not going to happen. And the Maller Militia reacting. Mr. Nice Guy says, be a shame if Phil ended up on the wrong end of a bone saw. Well, that's not very nice. Chip in the queue says, A+ on the Maller monologue. I can't play golf myself. I'm much too old to run those 18 bases, he says. There you go. Alex writes and says, I believe that Phil Mickelson was originally in the tournament this weekend. Then all of a sudden, he backed out. It could be the shadow ban, but I don't think he doesn't like not being liked by fans. Yeah. Well, nobody likes not being liked. That's the reality. No, nobody like embraces that. You might grow to deal with it, but you'd rather have people cheer for you than boo you. Although it is kind of nice when people boo you and you stick the dagger at them. Craig in Seattle, Crying Craig writes in, says, if the Seahawks sign Drew Brees and or the Anaheim Angels win the World Series, what will Crying Craig do? He'll cry. He'll cry his eyes out. Okay. Well, that's on brand. That's on brand for what you do. Absolutely. All right. So I wanted to get over to Nick Saban, and this is quite the story. We got the audio not that long before the show. I would have done a full Maller monologue on this, but the ranting and raging of the longtime Alabama coach, Nick Saban. Saban went on a rant at a business get-together, and he really became unglued. This was in Birmingham, Alabama. He was speaking to a bunch of big roller, you know, big high rollers there in Alabama, and the issue of NILs came up. And Saban ended up trashing multiple schools. Now, he also praised Alabama. He celebrated the fact. He said 25 Alabama players made $3 million. They split $3 million on NIL deals last season. But that's not the story here. The story is Nick Saban calling out an SEC rival, Texas A&M. Listen to Saban as he puts the Aggies on blast.
But I know the consequence is going to be difficult for the people who are spending tons of money to get players. And you've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
Yeah, you could hear the crowd murmur in the background because they're like, wait a minute, he's not giving his sports cliches. He's actually he's clearing his mind out here. You could hear a little murmur in the background. All right, now there's another drop that we have from Nick Saban. This is all from the same rant. And Saban complained about the NCAA being unable to enforce the rules. He talked about needing government intervention. That's just what we need. And then he also took a shot at Deion Sanders' school. Let's go to the audio tape. Listen to this.
So if the NCAA doesn't get some protection from litigation, whether we got to get an antitrust or whatever it is, from a federal government standpoint, this is not going to change because they cannot enforce their rules, just like Nate said. We have a rule right now that says you cannot use name, image, and likeness to entice a player to come to your school. Hell, read about it in the paper. I mean, Jackson State paid a guy $1 million last year that was a really good Division I player to come to school. It was in the paper, and they bragged about it. Nobody did anything about it. I mean, these guys at Miami that are going to play basketball there for $400,000, it's in the newspaper. The guy tells you how he's doing it. So, but the NCAA can't enforce their rules because it's not against the law.
All right, so, wow. This is quality audio tape. This is great. We never get this kind of stuff anymore. Very rarely does this happen, once in a blue moon. All right, so let's briefly discuss here the question, what is your initial reaction to Nick Saban's rant? So I've got stove and Darwinism. Saban dating himself here by mentioning the newspaper multiple times. Now, people still read newspapers, Nick, but it's called the internet. That's where they get their information on the internet. So you're dating yourself a little bit. I could see Nick Saban with a cup of coffee in the morning, reading the newspaper, you know, eating a donut. I could see him doing that. But the other thing is sensationalism sells. And Saban was intentionally overly dramatic, sounding like an alarmist. The voice of doom! NIL deals are the new normal. And guess what? They're good. This is not a bad thing. The scam, while it still goes on a bit, it's ended in that department. The NIL thing is one of the great equalizers. And they're not going away. And Nick Saban getting on the microphone there to all these rich business people in Alabama being gloomy Gus complaining. It's not fair. The NCAA, we need the government. Keep the government out of this. Enough of the government. Less government, not more government. Stop with that. And he's having a hissy fit over there. Alabama has had the run of things. Right? They've owned college football. They don't win every year, but they're there. They're there every year. And now, because the playing field has changed, here's Nick Saban pounding the table. My favorite part, though, was Nick Saban being the pot of water on the stove. And you know that axiom? I heard this when I was a kid. My mom, when she'd be in the kitchen, every once in a while, she'd say, "Hey, Ben, you can watch the make sure the pot doesn't boil," right? And the axiom, you probably heard it, the watched pot never boils. Well, I promise you that Nick Saban has been able to debunk that because I watched it. It's a 7-minute clip. You can get it on the YouTube. And Saban, he works himself up into a lather. It started out rather benign. And Saban, he kept going and going and going and going. He was the Energizer Bunny. And he starts like asking himself questions and he's adding on to it. And did he realize? I'm glad he did it. Did he realize there were cameras there? Was this an intentional act by Nick Saban? Now, the final thought on this. Do you feel bad for Nick Saban? No, of course not. No, he has been on easy street. Now, to his credit, he built up a great thing. He took a sleeping giant in Tuscaloosa and awoken the sleeping giant, and he's kept going for a very long time now since he left his failed NFL coaching career with the Dolphins. But again, the times are changing. I get that it's an inconvenience for Saban at his advanced age now as a coach to continue to have to reinvent himself and to figure things out. But that is Darwinism, and that's what's going on. You either adjust or you die. Right? You have to adjust. You got to be like the big tech companies, like Apple. Apple makes an iPhone, and then a year or two later, they got to come out with another one. And so Nick Saban's got to adjust now. He got to roll with the punches. And I thought it was unbecoming. I loved it. But come on. You're just whining at this point. You're whining because other schools now have a chance to get these great players that all went to Alabama. And in that rant, Saban would say they're kids that grew up. He said he's recruited players in Alabama that wanted to play for Alabama but didn't get enough money or couldn't get enough money, couldn't be assured enough money, so they went somewhere else. And what's wrong with that? I don't have a problem with that. If I was a high school kid or you were a high school kid and you were good at football and you had an opportunity to go and get an NIL deal, are you going to take less or are you going to take more? You're going to go where the money is, as you should. And you invest that money, assuming the stock market ever comes back, and you'll make money. You can invest in some real estate, have a portfolio. You're good to go.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
So make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another note from college football. You were talking about Nick Saban. Did you see the Pac-12 conference is doing away with their divisions following a ruling by the Division I Council that said conference championship games can be formatted in any way the conference wants to do it?
So they'll just call it a blob. It's the Pac-12 blob.
Yeah, so you're not going to have, you know, whatever it was, North versus South or East versus West. It's just the top two teams in the Pac-12 will, I guess, meet now in their championship game. So, okay. All right.
Life will go on. Does that affect the NIL deals at all?
I don't think so.
All right. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. Now, this is not really a sports story. I just wanted to mention this. A buddy of mine, old newspaper buddy, Jay, sent me a story. It's a great story. It says, out of Japan. So this small town in rural Japan, some guy got wired the entire amount of money that was supposed to go for COVID. This 24-year-old guy, by mistake, got $360,000 that was supposed to go for like some kind of COVID thing. And so what do you think the guy did with the money? That's right.
Hookers and cocaine.
He gambled it all away, Eddie. He gambled all of the town's money away. He's been arrested, but there you go. That's not in the U.S. That's in Japan, by the way. It's a story in Japan, so. There's idiots involved with money everywhere in government passing money around. We are going to have Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers for the rest of the hour. Keep the questions coming. Keep the questions coming here for the rest of the hour. We're going to have Ask Ben. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Nothing keeps you up at night more than the authentic sound of the Ben Maller Show. Help bond with the Maller Militia. Listen live from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Get funky in the audio vault of magical podcasts from past shows. It's as easy as ABC and 123. Subscribe and give us a five-star review. Amplify the Maller brand. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's now time for...
time for.
Well, hurry, hurry. I can hardly wait.
Ask Ben.
Twitter.
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
And away we go. Time now for Ask Ben. Your questions are answers for the rest of the hour. These are actual questions sent in by actual listeners like yourself on social media via Twitter, hashtag Ask Ben. Over to the Koopa Loop for the reading of the questions. Here we go.
This is from JD and KC. He says, Church's Chicken, KFC, or Popeyes?
All right, so I grew up in a KFC household, but I do love Popeyes, so I would go Popeyes, number one. I haven't had Church's Chicken in a long time. I didn't think it was bad, but I'd put KFC 2, Church's 3. Eddie?
Well, if we're going chicken sandwiches, I would go Popeyes. But yeah, if you're clearly just talking, you know, just your pieces of chicken, I think I have to go KFC because that's what I grew up with and love that, so...
Now, are you original recipe
yes,
or crispy?
Yes.
Oh, I'm a crispy guy.
Yeah, my dad would love crispy.
That sounded bad.
Original for me.
All right. Roberto, go ahead, Roberto.
Popeyes, number one, baby. I just had Popeyes last night. Yeah, Popeyes, then KFC.
Popeyes is good.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever had Church's.
I don't think I ever had Church's.
I did have Church's when I was younger. It's okay. It's not bad.
Every once in a while, I'll see one. I'll be like, oh, they're still around.
Yeah, when I was back in the South, I ate a bunch of fast food, fried chicken, like Bojangles. You ever been to Bojangles, Eddie?
No.
Yeah. Zaxby's. These are all places we don't have in L.A.
Yeah.
Bojangles was pretty good. I liked it, yeah. What about you, Coop?
I'm definitely going to go Popeyes first.
All right, we agree. We're all on a team Popeyes.
Yep, I've never had Church's Chicken.
So KFC and the...
Yeah.
I will say I did have the KFC chicken sandwich. They're trying to get on the...
It looks
pretty good. It was good.
It
was good.
The advertisement.
It was good.
I eat that chicken sandwich all the time.
Good chicken sandwiches really can hit the spot.
Yep.
I gained a lot of weight when KFC came out with popcorn chicken. That I ate a lot of that popcorn chicken back in the day. That was great.
Oh, those tenders are great too, though. Popeyes.
You're making me hungry. Potato wedges aren't bad either. All right, what's next?
Yeah,
come
biscuits.
On, here we go. The gravy, the gravy and the mashed potatoes. Oh, so good.
Red beans and rice.
All right, this is for the crew from the Sawman. Now that everything costs twice as much as 2 years ago, if you had to pick up a side hustle for some extra cash, what would it be, other than more radio appearances?
Other than more radio? I don't know. I'm doing okay. I don't need to do any side hustle, but I'm not opposed to it. Like, I talked to Mikey Adams, my Boston radio guy, and he's driving around like Uber. He's like,
wow.
Just make a little extra money. He's just driving around Uber. I don't know. That seems easy.
That is enough. Interesting. We stayed with somebody in Vegas for the draft. Mm-hmm. Some friends of my wife, and the guy, he's retired, but he does it a few hours a day just to get out of the house.
Yeah, well, my guy Mikey Adams said he does it for the stories, and one of the listeners I met at the Maller meet and greet in Appleton, Wisconsin, that's all he does is he's figured out in Green Bay, the guy lives in Green Bay, Eddie, and he told me he's figured out when to do it, and he can make a couple grand a week, just working a little bit, not working that much. And he says he's driven like a lot of the Green Bay Packer, like the draft picks from the airport to the facility. But anyway, what would you do, Eddie?
I had a sweet gig doing voiceover work for Fox Sports International for about a year.
Nice.
Man, it was so, they paid me so well and I didn't do it. I mean, all I did, they gave me what to read and I just read it. I mean, it was unbelievable. God, that was a good year.
Well, were you here in the early days of Fox Sports Radio when the voiceover guy for Fox, and he's an old DJ from Minnesota. I think he's at ESPN doing the voiceovers now. But we met him, and he's got the greatest guy. He worked like an hour a day, and he saved his voice. And he told us about I don't think you were there for that, but he told us about the guys that do the movie trailers and how much those guys get paid, and they drive around in limos, and they only work an hour a day or whatever. They save their voice. It's wild. That you don't do the voiceover stuff anymore, though?
No. They had cutbacks, but God, that was good. I didn't even have to write my own copy. I just watched the TV monitor and read the script that they gave me. It was fantastic.
That's outstanding. What about you, Roberto? A little side
Uber. I've done Uber Eats before, but I would have to do it again. I would get another car because gas is too expensive.
Oh, yeah, God, that's the problem with that. But don't they added fees now when you use Uber and Lyft?
But it's better to get a hybrid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Coop, what would you do?
OnlyFans.
Yeah, Coop. Yeah, you do a porno site. OnlyFans. That's the way to do it.
Coop,
all those women that love Liar Liar, they'd be like, line it up for you, Coop. Like, that's the kid from Liar Liar.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, what's next here? It's Ask Ben. Your questions are answered.
Ferg Dog wants to know, who is your least favorite caller of all time?
I'm trying to think. Well, you know, they've all annoyed me at one point or the other. One point or another. I've all been annoyed by them. I mean, there's not one in particular. There's some that I really dreaded taking their call. I'll give it, like, Real Talk. I hated him at the end, but I thought he was good for, you know, calling the show. But at the end, I hated him. He stopped calling the show. I'm probably forgetting somebody that I really do hate, but it's typically a love-hate relationship with people that call the show. What about you, Eddie? Is there any caller you just...
Yeah.
There's a lot of callers.
Yeah, there is. No,
Gordon
there's...
Gordon in Waterloo.
No, yeah, he kind of makes me laugh because he's so awful. But there's one in particular for... I have no idea why I can't stand. And right. I have no connection with the city of Boston. I've never been to Boston.
Okay.
But I can't stand the Boston hater. I cannot.
You hate the Boston?
I can't stand that guy. Yeah. Every time he calls in, I'm like, oh, God, this idiot.
Well, he got me in trouble years ago, the Boston hater, by something he said on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got me in some trouble on that. But, who was that guy that called from Virginia, Coop? The guy that used to call?
Radio Rich.
No, oh, not him. There was a different guy. Radio Rich is in West Virginia. Anyway, enough. I'm getting sidetracked here. Roberto, which caller do you hate?
Rachel Montebello.
Oh!
No, just kidding.
She's a sweetheart.
Just kidding, Rachel. That guy from New York they used to call. He was kind of annoying. Remember that guy used to call
Steve?
Him?
Was it
Steve?
Oh, Steve from Manhattan.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, you guys all hated him. Coop,
was a jackass.
Which caller do you hate, Coop?
Pete in Pittsburgh.
Oh, come on. He's retired. What's wrong? Let him go. Pittsburgh.
Look, like, I've been working here for 10 years.
Yeah.
And in that 10 years, he was never a good caller. You guys talk about these glory days when he was, like, the best caller. I never heard that.
So it's just hard for me to imagine. He was one of Howard Stern's whack pack guys. He called our show around that. Before he called Stern, he called us. We were like the minor league system for Pete in Pittsburgh. We were.
Well, ever since I started working on the show, he sucked.
Well, he fell in love with alcohol and some other things happened in his life, and things went a little sideways. You know, Pete was one of the great callers in talk radio history back in the early 2000s, 20 years ago, but still. Yeah.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host
host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.